The result, we all see. The cube is at rest in a perfect state of equilibrium. Centrifugal force, plus the gravity-resistant force within the material itself, exactly equals the force of gravity. In a moment, I shall prove my contention by lifting upward against the cube, thus giving it an impetus that will destroy its perfect balance and send it flying back into the void from whence it came. Before I do so, does anyone question the accuracy of my hypothesis? The various scientists present remained silent, but John Thomas said, "I don't think it will fly away." "Well, well," the president of the university said. "And why not, my little man?" "Because my father hit it with a spade, and it didn't budge." The president reversed his field with a mental agility that no doubt had contributed to his reputation as an administrator. "Exactly," he said. "What this boy has said exactly proves the point I was trying to make. When confronted with the unknown, it is idle to speculate, however rationally, without having first erected a sound foundation of fact. I shall now retire in favor of my colleagues of the physics and chemistry departments. When they have examined this object from every scientific aspect, we shall consult together and, in the light of known mathematical formulae, arrive at the correct description."